You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Happy to welcome in now Gretton and Nate Native, who broke records in Oxford, won games in the Superdome for the Saints. We're talking ball today with the one and only John 4K. John, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
Oh, I'm glad to be here with you guys.
John, what's up, man? What's happening? Man, you got to be...
I'm looking forward to the big game tomorrow. I mean, Saturday. I'm getting ready. I'm all excited.
John, I was going to ask you that we on unprecedented ground for Tulane, and you and I talked about this last year. We thought this would have been the spot for the Rebels a year ago, and yet it didn't work out that way. Man, you lose in a bad game against Kentucky at home, and then Billy Napier in Florida, he's pretty near drowning in the water there, and they come up with a big game, and it kind of catapulted the Gators for the rest of the season. But, man, how excited are you for the Rebels and the Rebel Nation to see what's happened in a year? No one expected this team would be this good.
You're correct, Mike. Last year was a year because they had all them top draft picks, the quarterback Dart. They had so much going for them. The games they lost, I mean, let me just say this. I saw them all, and I can sit there and say that that falls on Lane Kiffin and his situation, the way he coached last year. But he changed himself this year, went to a little bit different style coaching. But, man, he got a good quarterback that he didn't really know he had the first, you know, first game and a half. Trinidad stepped up, a lot of no-name players, got a great running back. They've got a great shot. They'd be even better if they had Lane Kiffin, because you kind of want to keep everything together. No excuses for if somehow they do slip up and lose this game, they'll have 40,000 different excuses, but the main one will be there's no Lane Kiffin. But these guys know what's at stake. It's a good football club. And let me just say this. This ain't the same Tulane team that they played on the 45-10 game. So much improved Tulane that they got a chance to get in the playoffs as well as Ole Miss. So, hey, it's going to be a battle.
John, I've said this before in watching Trinidad Chambliss. He reminds me of the dude I do LSU pregame with. He reminds me of Herb Tyler. They got a lot of similarities, and when I told it to Herb, he was like, if I was running Lane Kiffin's offense, I'd have put up them numbers too. But what Chambliss has done to come in, he was a number two guy. Austin Simmons was supposed to be the guy. Then he gets hurt, and then we get to see him against Arkansas. But his real breakout game was against Tulane, and he beat him with his legs that game.
Yeah, that's the big thing that he's got going. And, you know, I don't fall into Herb Tyler or the Trinidad scenario, you know, but if I was running Lane Kiffin's offense, no telling what my stats would be as well. And, you know, with Trinidad, yes, he's got a good, how you want to put it, his throwing the football is great, but when he can get them legs out there on the outside, and that's what Tulane's using with their quarterback right now. He's running the ball a lot more than he did early in the year, but you know, Mike, as well as I do, sooner or later, one hit one way is going to make you think about running the football, but that's Trinidad, you know, that's his deal. You got to be able to use their feet, and it's hard to stop college quarterbacks that can both throw and run.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure points on defense. I was going to ask you about Jake Retzloff because during the summer months, we had, you know, Coach Summerall on a few times, and I could tell, even though he wouldn't say it, I could tell in his tone, John, he was a little bit kind of nervous about how we're going to start the season. And all of a sudden, Retzloff gets open from BYU, comes in here. Tulane is not at this point without Jake Retzloff. That's how much he means to this team. They're not in this 12-team playoff if he wasn't wearing a Green Wave uniform.
Oh, there's no doubt. You probably could throw another two more losses on their record as well. I don't see any other quarterback that would have been able to come in and do what this young man has done and never really been here. You know, he's from BYU. That style of offense they ran is totally different than what he's playing here, and he's playing in a different style of the Big 12 compared to, you know, the AAC. But listen, he's still a quarterback. He still can throw the football. I liked him when I saw him at BYU for the fact that the kid can throw the football. He has a good arm. He's got good mechanics. I didn't know he was that big of a runner until he got here. I knew he ran a little bit in a couple of BYU games, but he sets a tone in that running game, and it really helps Tulane in the running department. You know, he had a bad game against Ole Miss. He didn't throw. He was like 7 for something. It was like 7 for 20 something. Didn't play very well in the throwing department, but he's improved so much in the last 6, 7, 8 games that Ole Miss better be ready for him.
When you look at Ole Miss, and Steve and I were talking about this when we had Evelyn Van Pelt on from the Rebel Walk, a lot of people don't get it. That, you know, in Lane Kiffin's offense, everybody thinks it's just about throwing the ball all over, but he always had that back. And they ran the football every year more than they threw it at Ole Miss. But, John, he got a hammer now and Kawan Lacy. My goodness, the big guy is a power back. But then when he gets into the open field, he's got an extra gear that he can pull away from you. That's going to be a big thing because I think the more physical team ends up winning all these playoff championship-type games. But to have a back that's a power back like Lacy is a big plus for the Rebels.
Well, the big key to that is their offensive line has done a fantastic running the football this year. You got to give them credit. Now, look, they had a couple of decent running backs with them last season, but I really believe that this year Lane has opened up the running game, which helps the passing department. Now, that's kind of hard to say. Well, what do you mean? You know, Lane's always throwing the football around, but the words you hit, he's got a big, strong running back that he can rely on. That running back, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, you don't need to throw back and throw. They're thinking defensively, oh, they're going to throw the ball and hit that run, and he hits it for 15, 10, or whatever it may be. And that's the key with Lacy. Lacy has done so much for Ole Miss's offense that it makes it easier now for the quarterback because he does have that weapon. And then, like you said, he can dump it down to him in a passing game. They use him out the backfield some as well. And it's hard for defenses to stop all them weapons. They got tight ends, wide receivers, and now they're throwing the ball to Lacy out of the backfield. And then you got to stop the running department between Lacy and Trinidad. So, man, that's just tough. And, you know, we're not talking much about Ole Miss's defense, but they played some great games this year with their defense, knowing that it's not the defense they had last year. Maybe that's a better sign there that all them guys last year put all that pressure on them. And, you know, Pete Golding is one of the top defensive coordinators and coaching. That's why people got to recognize that Ole Miss could be a team that could do some damage in this playoff.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
John, when you came out, that was an era where you, Keith, y'all went from Louisiana to Ole Miss. Now it looks like a dysfunctional family with, you know, coaches and eventually players leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU and sort of the same thing. You got coaches, administrators leaving LSU to go to Ole Miss, and I'm sure the players will be that way too. But when you came out, that they had already kind of had that in place. I know Coach Sloan, he recruited Louisiana pretty hard at that particular time. And so how will that open up Louisiana for Ole Miss with Pete Golding, who he heavily recruited Louisiana for Nick Saban in Alabama? And we saw every year they'd always grab two or three guys that were headed to Alabama. And Pete's from here, from Hammond. And now getting Frank Wilson there also. That's going to be a lot of this kind of switching around going on between both teams for a couple years.
Well, the LSU can recruit pretty much nationwide, but they like to keep that. They got so many in Texas, so many in Louisiana. They'll get some Mississippi guys. They'll get some Florida guys. Every now and then they'll dip into California, whoever it may be. And then you got Ole Miss. Ole Miss is definitely heavy in the South with, you know, Alabama, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, and some Texas. And, you know, you got to put Tennessee and Arkansas. So they got a good umbrella there. But when you get these certain coaches, and you know as well as I do, Frank's history of recruiting, and you know that's the key, getting a couple guys on your staff who knows these guys. And so, but the big question is going to be the tampering of the you know, the players, you know, once this bowl season's over with and this, that, and the other, trying to get guys into the portal. Who can you get out of the portal? Because you see a lot more of that now, and it hurts the college, excuse me, the high school kids who are expecting, I'm going to go there and maybe play. No, you're not, son. If they're going to bring in a portal kid, maybe he's there 2 years. You're going to sit for 2 years. You're going to lose that maybe a year, the red shirt. So these kids are all looking at that. And then you know as well as I do, Mike, it's about the dollars and cents. They don't care who's recruiting you. First words out of my, well, how much you going to pay me to be your wide receiver? You know, that's what they're bringing in these schools. It's not like it in the past. I mean, when I start to play and, you know, how much, you know, reps I'm going to get this. Now it's how much you paying me and when do I start? And that's the big key with these recruiting guys.
John, it was like that with you, right? Hey, come on. The statute of limitations have passed. But okay. Listen, it was like that even when you were coming out.
I know. I can rat out a few schools, maybe Auburn, LSU, Tulane. I can tell you. I mean, I had more cars, washers and dryers. I had suits. They had a Rolodex of a list of how many touchdowns I'd get for dollars for this and that. Ain't quite like these guys. Like today I was on Eric's show, and he said, well, what do you think you'd be making if you were playing nowadays? I said, right now, if I'm going into any university, I want $4 to $5 million. If I was to rank the top three quarterbacks in the country, like some of these quarterbacks, and they're getting, you know, $3 or $4 million a go, that's my going starting rate. I mean, it's still, now I didn't quite get $3 or $4 million, but I got, you know, I got rewarded pretty handily when I was at Ole Miss.
John, last question for you. You've got to see him play now a few games, and I think the Saints got it at the right guy at quarterback. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck? Because I think all of us could see the physical talent. He's a big man. He's got a super strong arm. He can put a ball between arms and hands really well. He's accurate. Man, I didn't think he was this nimble of foot. He sort of reminds me of you a little bit, the way he got out of, away from traffic years ago. But your thoughts on what you've seen from Tyler Shuck, and do you think he is, in your opinion, the guy to lead this team in the future?
Well, Mike, when they drafted the kid, I told myself, man, that's a great pickup. You know, you're not wasting a number one pick. It's a second round pick. You know, there's other quarterbacks you could have gone and have to move around and lose your picks and trade up. And they sat there. They got the guy. You know, the guy had a great rating of where he should be at. You know, slowly but surely, they had to let Rattler go in there and either win the job or lose the job. And it worked out where, you know, it's about winning football games. And the guy won, Rattler won one game in 13 starts, and they started looking around. But, yes, Shutt was a guy that came in, big guy. I've watched him in some of the training camp practice. The guy could throw football, and he's got good feet work. They just got to build around him now. If he's the quarterback going forward, yes, go with him. Fill your team with your O-line, get some receivers, another tight end maybe, a running back. I mean, you got to bring some guys in. Mike, you just can't help he can do it week in and week out. He needs some help. But I like what I'm seeing of the kid, and he's going to get well coached. He's got time on his hand. This is just a learning year for him. Come next season, they can do a lot more with him. I love this kid. I love the pick. And I think they're in the right situation for next. You know, they talk about all his age. So let me tell you something. If the Saints can get 8 years out of him, man, they're going to get 8 good years out of him and be happy.
John, always appreciate that time. Thank you so much for stopping by here on WWL.
My pleasure, guys. Take care, Mike. Take care, Steve.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
bye,
it,
buddy. Take care.
Former Saints QB John 4K joining us there, breaking down Ole Miss versus Tulane, as well as getting ready for Saints versus the New York Jets home finale.
Man, we got to get 4K back on to tell us them recruiting stories. Man, I've heard a lot of – it's like hearing Bobby's. You know, you start to know it. But, man, he was considered one of the top two quarterbacks in the country when he came out of Shaw. And, man, he had some wild recruiting. The Barry Switzer one, I'll let him tell that. That was a good – Barry was at Oklahoma and was trying to con him to go there. And also Dan Devine at Notre Dame.
Okay.
John ate cereal over there. But I'll let him tell. That's a goodie, though. But we'll get John back on to tell us them recruiting stories.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.